shit, this is getting boring. Can we take a break, baby? Oh, thank the Lord. It's only been 30 minutes and my brain is fried. Man, this sucks. We could be out doing something fun in our lives, like watching a movie or chilling at the park. Instead, we're stuck at the library studying our asses off for midterms. I don't know how you convinced me to come here. Well, yes, I do need good grades to stay in track and field, but I don't have to study to get those. I could always just wing it or something, I don't know. What's wrong with doing that? Fuck, alright. I get your point. I guess I do have a better shot at midterms sticking my nose in a textbook. Honestly, though, I'd still rather bang my head against this table than have to read another sentence about the War of 1812 or whatever. How the hell do you got the patience for this stuff, babe? This is how you usually pass the time? Damn, that's smart. I usually just slack off if I'm not at school or with you. It'd be good to make a habit out of it, if studying wasn't boring as hell. Thankfully, I've got a patient and cute as fuck boyfriend who knows how to keep his rowdy girlfriend on track. Seriously, if you weren't here, I'd have given up a long time ago. Can't imagine doing this shit by myself. I'm not just talking about studying, you know, babe. Feels like everything's more bearable when you're around. Seeing your smile every day? That's the type of shit that keeps me going. hey, random question, but, do you ever still think about how we ended up getting together? God, it's only been a month, but it feels like forever ago. Back then, relationships were out of the question for me, especially one with a boy, too. And now here we are, pretty much inseparable. Funny how life works, huh? If I never asked you to help me in PE, we wouldn't have gotten locked in that shed. Not the most ideal way to find my man, but better than not meeting him at all. I'm really thankful you're my life, baby. I want you to remember that. You okay? Oh, relax, there's not that many people here. A little PDA won't kill anybody. And besides, I heard some couples at this school have done way worse here in the library. There was even a rumor a while back that the old cheer captain slept with her boyfriend in that closet over there. Wild, right? Could you even imagine having sex in a public place like this? Looking around for a shady corner like this one, getting close with each other? Unbuckling our pants and getting right into it. Being worried about someone catching us before we just stop caring and let loose. Fuck, that'd be that'd be silly, huh? Anyway, break time's over, huh? Let's get back to studying. We gotta focus after all. Oh man, I forget what page I was on. Baby, do you think you could help me with it? Why are you sitting like that? You never close your legs. Don't call me weird. I'm your girlfriend. Of course I notice that kind of stuff. Come on, sit like you normally do. We have literally seen each other naked. There is nothing to be embarrassed about between us. That's what you were hiding from me. Oh God. Babe. Don't tell me you got hard because of what we were talking about. Wow, you were shy about kissing earlier, but the thought of doing it in public turned you on? Guess your true colors have finally been revealed. Well, I think it might be just a little hard for you to focus if you're squirming around like that. So, what do you say you let your girlfriend take care of that for you before anyone notices? That's a good boy. Move closer to me. I can undo that for you. I can't help feel excited every time I see you. Fuck. Your cock is really hard. It never fails to take my breath away. You like the way my hand is stroking you, baby? This isn't even the first time we've done it at school. But before, we had some privacy at least. Now it seems like my boyfriend can't even wait until we get home. I'm sure my fingers can do more than enough for you. And the way my palm feels against your cock, it's hard to hold myself back. Oh, what's the matter, babe? You feeling a little embarrassed? Call it a hunch, but I think it's 'cause I am jerking you off in a public place like this. Someone could just walk around the corner and catch us in the act. But you're not gonna stop me, are you? Of course not. If anything, it might turn you on even more, knowing no matter who could see us or what we're doing, that you belong to me, and I'm not afraid to show that to everyone in this school. God, It is so cute seeing you so vulnerable like this. I'm here for you, baby. You're getting close, right? Shh. I know it feels good, but you gotta keep quiet when you come for me. So, come on. Don't worry. I'm right here for you. Yes. Yes. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. My pretty baby. Yes, there it is. That's it, baby. Just let go. It's okay, baby. It's okay. Oh. Good boy. My very good boy. So much. Fuck me, that's a lot. I can just lick it right off the palm of my hand. Wanna see? That's one way to clean up a mess. But, I think I want a little bit more. You're okay with that, aren't you, baby? Since you're letting me straddle you, I guess that's a resounding yes. Let's not waste time. Let me get my leggings down. We are. I'm putting it in. Hold me close, baby. This is just what I needed. God, your cock is the best. You know how to pound me in the right place. And I fucking love it. Being on top of you like this, you have no idea how crazy it makes me feel. Oh, fuck yes. Don't you stop. I don't care if someone sees this. I'm so crazy for you, baby. It hurts. Yes. Grab my pussy. I love you grabbing my ass. Shit. It's getting harder. It's getting harder to keep quiet, baby. Those gorgeous lips over here. Fuck you. You're amazing. Every inch of you, I just can't live without. Baby, baby, are you okay? I'm fine. I'm fine. I was just making sure I didn't ride you too hard. Did I? Glad to hear it. I'm reaching down for my backpack. I think we need tissues. Oh, don't give me that look. I know I could have used them earlier. It was just easier doing it the other way. Not to mention more fun. Thank you, babe. Give me a second. Oh, I am amazed nothing managed to get on our clothes. I'd say that was a nice break from studying, though. But next time, we should probably just stay home if we're gonna end up doing it. Less risky that way. Hey, baby. Thanks. You're everything to me. Come on, I think we're done here. Let's stop by some ice cream on the way home, right? As long as you're right beside me, that's all I really need.